All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Joseph Nakla. He's the CEO of Tribe Property Technologies. And Joseph, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Steve.
So lots to talk about with you today. You've done a partnership with a company called Apollo Insurance. Maybe tell me a little bit about them and what this partnership means.
Yeah, absolutely. Apollo Insurance is really revolutionizing the way insurance offerings are available for homeowners. And in this case, we've partnered with them to deliver best-in-class insurance offering for residential living. So think of condo owners and tenants that are renting homes. They both should have insurance for their needs. And what we're doing with them is we're partnering with them, bringing their solution and offering into our technology and our platform for our homeowners.
Joseph, who is this? You mentioned condos and people like that, but are you looking at people who already have insurance, or the people that many of them are in this category that actually don't have insurance at all?
Yeah, the data actually is slightly concerning, Steve, to be honest with you. On the condo side, 40% of condo owners in Canada are either underinsured or not insured at all. And that's not necessarily a case whereby they don't want to spend the money on insurance. They actually don't know. It's a big part of that is education. A lot of people that live in condos think that because the building has insurance, that they're insured properly for their own unit. They don't know that actually, God forbid, if there was actually be an issue in their own unit, they actually are responsible for the damage that it can cause, not only within their four walls, but also within the building itself. And that's probably the main reason why we're seeing a skyrocketing of condo insurance rates, premiums, in the most recent couple of years. On the tenant side, 50% or less, based on the studies that we've seen of Canadians that actually rent apartments, do not get insurance at all. And that's also very concerning because there's content in there that has to be insured. So between those two big categories, which we obviously play heavily in, as you may know, we have 40,000 homes under management that represent about 100,000 Canadian residents. We need to educate them and let them know why they need that insurance, number one. Number two, make it easy for them, make it convenient for them by us, with their permission, taking the data that we have about the home and passing that on so we can get them a most accurate and the right policy for them.
Yeah, Joseph, that's a really great point about the education part of it, because I have someone who I know who lives in a condo, and there was a flood, not in their suite, but in somebody else's suite. And now they're going through this whole who covers what, where does it cover and all that. And I think that people may get a policy, even if they have it, even if they are underinsured, but don't really understand it. And that's a real big problem, I think, in not only in Canada, but around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you make such a really important point. This concept of underinsured is also a big problem, because you're at worst, you're going to be responsible for the deductible required for the bigger damage that's been caused into the building. And, you know, it sounds very technical and, you know, insider information. Actually, the information is available. It's just a case of how do you get it? How do you make it available for the underwriter or the brokerage that's actually working with you? And that's where we really like what Apollo's doing. Apollo's taking the complexity around this information, marrying that with the fact that we have quite a bit of data that can be helpful for them to actually price the policy properly. And really with a click of a button, just like we do with everything else, why shouldn't insurance be this easy to procure?
Last question, Joseph, how does it all roll out? When are you expecting this to get up and going?
Yeah, we expect to start pushing that out in our rental communities probably first before our condo communities, because we're actually integrating that offer as people are applying to actually putting the application in and with the leasing documents through our platform. So that's going to be first. You're going to see that probably in the next 30 days. And then our condos are expected to start deploying within the next 60 days.
All right. Well, Joseph, thanks very much for the info. Very interesting. And I know we'll talk again real soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
All right. There's Joseph Nakla, the CEO of Tribe Property Technologies.